the decision as the whole board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Commissioner Mastano, we are out of closed session.
Sorry, come on, the fire's really hot.
We're out of closed session.
Fire's really hot.
We're out of closed session, and we've directed the general manager to make a choice for us. Is that what I say?
Yeah, so you've directed me to get a contract with the firm of Jones Mayer for general counsel, and also get a contract with the firm of Colantolo for our 218 case, and I will do that.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, maybe I'm confused. Are we going to have a separate contract with Colantolo, whatever it is?
I will talk to
however it works.
I'll make it work the best way that financially it works for SCORE. So I'll talk to Ryan Jones and see how he would want to do it.
Yeah.
Our new counsel will let you know.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. So I think we just have the last. We have number 9, and then the rest of the meeting.
We're considering awarding a contract for the new roof for our RAS building.
Yes, Madam Chair. So that's the return activated sludge building. That is a vital process, part of the process here. We have to return the activated sludge back into the aeration tank from there. Basically, it's 4 pumps and a lot of electrical equipment, and the roof is
leaking
35 years old and leaking heavily. So we need to get it replaced. So what we've done is we've given you 2 options here, actually 3 options.
Jump up there some flex seal?
Yeah, pretty much. We've given you 3 options, 2 companies. So we have an option to do George's Roofing, and we can get a shingle roof, approximately $6,000 for the shingle roof. Or we can, I'm sorry, that's a roof repair. That won't work. We've already nixed that out, but excuse me for saying that. $9,000 for a shingle roof replacement, and or $18,000 for a metal roof replacement. Now, that is based upon them just pulling off the old roof and putting on a new roof and not having to repair any rot. There could be, if there's rot underneath there, that cost could go up.
The other company's
$10,000 for a metal roof only.
Well, that's a lot cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And so I wanted a metal roof. That's my recommendation, that we get a metal roof. I was pretty shocked about how low their bid was compared to the other one. So we made sure that they met all the requirements that SCORE has to do work here. And that would be my recommendation, that we do the metal roof through all covered roofing for $10,057.
So then you got to fix the rot and sheathing.
Exactly. So I have the ability through board policy to approve anything up to a $10,000 purchase. So I figured if you guys approved it at $10,057, I have the ability to cover any rot or anything up to $10,000 at that point. Then it would be a not to exceed a $20,057.
The only question that I had when I looked this over, is it the same material that's being used and it's $8,000 higher? Or is it a cheaper material for the $10,000?
It's the same material. That's why I was shocked that it was that much cheaper. But that's why I want to hold them to it.
What's the quality like, though?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, from what I could tell from them, it's the same quality.
Do they both have?
One's 26 gauge and one's 24 gauge.
On the sheet.
On the metal sheeting. So one's and actually the more expensive one is the one that's a little bit thinner.
Any questions?
Why do you say he's saying $10,000 and he's going to fix the sheeting?
No, $10,000 says does not include.
Does not include?
Yeah.
Does not include a pair of dry rot or underlying structural damage on a time material basis is what that says.
Yep. So that's the one that scares me. It's the other one has an actual price.
I see, repair of dry rot or structural
damage. The only thing that I had a question on the all cover, other than it being lower, is when I read it, it said customer will then be responsible for pallets of tile. throwing them away?
We won't throw them away. We'll save them because we have this roof, and you can't find those tiles anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So what they'll strip all the tiles off the RAS building and then put them on pallets, and then they'll become our property. We'll store them, and then that way, if we ever have any repairs that need to happen on the control building before you guys are ready to fork out to fix this one or replace this one, then we'll have the tiles to do it.
Because
the problem out there is we don't have the tiles. So even if we wanted to fix that roof the same way it is, you can't find the tiles. Nobody makes them anymore.
Oh.
And we don't have any extra.
So saving the tiles for this building.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Great idea. Okay. Do we have any other questions? Okay, I'll make the motion to accept the $10,057 bid from All Covered Roofing.
I'll second it.
Okay.
You got to add the
$10,000.
$10,000 for management.
Not to exceed $10,000 for the.
Oh, not to. And then the dry rot. Okay, I just thought he could do that on his own without the...
I can, but it's just better if you guys do it here. Just say not to exceed $20,057 total. And then if it does, I won't approve it, and we will come back at the next board meeting and talk about it.
Okay, not to exceed $20,057.
I'll second that.
Okay.
All right.
Roll call.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson.
Yes.
Okay,
attorney's report.
Already got that.
Okay, manager's report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So nothing really to report other than we had a state inspection this month, and everything went great. The guys had the plant in wonderful shape. Kendra did an amazing job in the lab with him, answered all his questions to, you know, every degree that he could imagine. And we got, and I included it in the packet, we got a letter. And this is about as good of a letter as you get from the state of California. It says that we had no violations. So
and the fact that they responded is a good thing.
Exactly.
You usually never see much from them.
No. So that's it for the manager's report.
Okay, and then we see that there's a Coleman Engineering update.
Yep.
Are we on track with that again?
We are on track with the new updated on track, which would be June 23. But we have received new updates that everything, as of last week, everything is still on schedule to be shipped at the time that we were told it was going to be shipped.
We have the panels.
Yes, they apparently they have the VFDs, they have the MCCs, and they are putting them together. One snafu we did have is our 600 amp breaker failed the field test. So they brought it out here. PG&E was going to come out this week and put the new drop in. 600 amp breaker failed the field test. So they are...
They're brand new?
Brand
new one from Tesco.
Brand new one from Tesco.
So Tesco came out Friday and did their own test. Our contractor hires a third-party independent guy to come out and test it. And it had issues between the three legs of the breaker. So Tesco came out. And I never did get a final report from them and their communication. I need to follow up with our electrical contractor and see where we're at with that.
My understanding is that they need to get a new breaker.
Yeah.
Any other comments or concerns?
What?
Anybody?
I pulled up his license.
No? Okay. With that, the meeting is adjourned, and our next meeting is March 28, 2023 at 5 p.m. Everything okay?
He's got workers' comp.
Yeah.
He's got his bond. Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
checked.
Yeah, we
sure
double checked. We checked to make sure that he. Because I was shocked. Like I said, when I seen it was that much lower, I went, "This guy's working under the table."
Well, I figured you did. I just wanted to. My own curiosity was, you know, things like that.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, this is a little off pace.
I guess maybe from what was the true
doing
contractors fraud for so many
437,000.
What was it last year?
380. I think it went up $80,000. I could get you exact numbers. We can give you a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's increased a lot.
We use less power.
It did PG&E.
We've gone through.
Didn't they raise 35-40%?
They raised it. I think 15, and it's going to go up another 20 here in April.
Yeah. We use less power.
We use less power and paid $80,000 more.
Yeah, that doesn't reflect 15%.
So, you know, it's, but we've been trying to build these holes.
It's
city. It's just taking a while.
It's
couldn't have made a mistake.
We could double check.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 15% of last year's is only.
And otherwise, people in town, people not in the area.
Yeah.
Well, this is double one.
Yeah, I don't know, it's crazy, huh?
It is. Well, and I'm just, I'm kind of really worried about after the 20% kicks in. And because the big deal about that is, so currently, the inflow pump station is on the solar field.
But I know for sure with our.
When the new one goes online, it will not be connected to the solar anymore because it's on its own parcel up there.
It's on power source.
It will not be connected back to the solar field until the big upgrade happens and the parcels are combined. It is very scary. So we will be paying full boat on that.
On the bigger one, the one up front. I saw the size of that generator, if that ever goes down. A generator, Gary, I mean, it's huge.
It's tiny compared to the one that's, we're gonna get for the upgrade. We're getting a megawatt, one for the upgrade.
Oh, that'll run the whole.
And that one will essentially be extra.
Yeah, they'll run the whole thing.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah.
Our guy now?
No.
Because that parcel that is the one where, I think we talked about it the other day, it's where animal control.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that's its own separate little parcel.
Yep.
He was like the main guy.
And so we.
Well, did we always own it and just lease it to animal control or?
No.
No, we bought it.
Yeah. Well, we bought it from them after they left.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
But when.
And it's funny because I don't know how we've been getting away with it this long, but, well, I think the inflow pump station is not technically on that parcel.
No, it's not. This is its own parcel. This is separate.
So I wanted just to power that off of this, but it's illegal to power off of a separate parcel.
You're a public utility district.
Because then they say you're a power provider. But we owe that parcel. We own it.
Right.
I'm not giving it to anybody else.
No, but you're stealing it from yourself.
Yeah, you can't be a power distributor.
Yeah.
No, I'm really worried about the PG&E thing.
It's sort of like plugging a extension cord into your power and running the extension cord to the next door neighbor's. Even if he's paying you for it, it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, yeah. If he's paying for it, you definitely can't do it.
Yeah.
If you give it to him for free, you might get away with it. If you start charging it, PG&E wants their cut.
Well, as long as we all take a bond to keep our mouth shut, we're okay.
Yeah.
And I'll do it right, but yeah. So what do you, I mean, that thing's going to cost a couple.